The Oracle speaks. Cadmus is often called the first hero. If you care to do the arithmetic, you will see that he was a fifth-generation being of equally human and divine parentage. He could trace his line back to the very beginnings of life through his paternal grandfather, Poseidon, whose father was Cronos, son of Uranus. Through his grandmother, Libya, he was descended from Inachus, adding a quantity of royal human blood to the traces of celestial ichor coursing through his veins. He had the restlessness and wanderlust that marks the hero, as well as the required measures of courage, confidence, and self-belief. Poseidon was fond of his grandson, as was natural, but it was Athena who looked upon him with the greatest favour, especially now that he had allied himself to Harmonia, who was one of Athena's most devoted followers. Just as Thasos had settled his very own island, and Phoenix had given his name to the Phoenician Empire, so the third of Cadmus's brothers, Cilix, now abandoned the quest for Europa, returning east to Asia Minor to establish his own kingdom, which he called Cilicia. It forms the wedge of land that separates Turkey from Syria and is now called Tsukurova. With Harmonia by his side, and a large retinue of loyal followers from Tyre in attendance upon them both, Cadmus headed for Delphi to consult the oracle. He knew in his bones, as all heroes do, that he was destined for greatness, but he did not know quite where his future lay, and he still needed guidance in the matter of his search for the lost Europa. You already know enough about oracles to be unsurprised by the eccentricity of the Pythia's response. "Cadmus, son of Agenor, son of Poseidon," she chanted, "cast aside the quest for your sister and follow instead the heifer marked with the half moon. Follow the cow until it drops down exhausted. Where it falls, there must you build."
"Build what?"
"Farewell, Cadmus, son of Agenor, son of Poseidon."
"What cow? I see no cow."
"Where the cow falls, there must Cadmus, son of Agenor, son of Poseidon, build."
"Yes, but this cow,
the heifer with the half moon, will help Harmonia and her hero, son of Agenor, son of Poseidon.
Look here,
farewell." Cadmus and Harmonia looked at each other, shrugged, and quit Delphi with their retinue of loyal Tyrians. It was possible that a cow really would materialize magically before them, or perhaps some celestial messenger might appear to guide them to such an animal. In the meantime, they may as well look around. Now, Delphi and its oracle, stadium, and temples are situated in the area of Greece called Phocis. The king of Phocis, Pelagon, hearing that Harmonia and Cadmus, by now famous throughout the land because of his gift of the alphabet, was in the area, sent out messengers to invite them to stay as his guests of honour at the royal palace. It was an invitation the travel-stained pair and their hungry retinue were only too pleased to accept. The Phoenician alphabet was adapted by the Greeks into the writing system more or less in use there today. Its close Cyrillic relation spread from Bulgaria to the Balkans, Russia, and many other areas of Eastern Europe and Asia, while the Romans adapted Alpha and Beta into the alphabetic system you are interpreting when you read so fluently. Herodotus, the father of history, who lived in the 5th century BC, still called such writing Cadmian.